Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Let's get ready. Let's get set. It's showtime. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the USA Radio Network. This show you are tuned into is called Raw and Unfiltered. And your host with the most is the one and only Wayne Allen Root. And because it's Tuesday, the 22nd day of June, me, Lee Elsie, gets the opportunity to hang out with you for the first hour, wherever you may be listening across this great country. Again, whether it's Long Island, Connecticut, Oklahoma City, St. Louis, Las Vegas, where Wayne's flagship station is, of course, California, some other places around the entire country, well over 50 radio stations on the back of the USA Radio Network. Christopher down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing all the buttons. Once again, you want to know more about me? My name is Lee Elsie. My website, LeeElsie.com. That's LeeElsie.com. My email address is LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. Love to hear from you wherever you may be and talk about some of the issues that we may discuss. It has been, as always, a crazy couple of days since the last time we talked. And there are a couple topics I want to get into here to start the hour here. I want to talk a little bit about crime and punishment in a general sense, because I think this is very, very important. Across the entire nation, there are cities that literally are war zones. You can make the argument that Chicago is more dangerous than Iraq. You can say the same thing about Detroit, Baltimore, New York City. These are places where there are shootings and killings almost every single day. And by the time this week is over and next week begins, Chicago will have somewhere north of 60 shootings and probably somewhere around a dozen people lying in a pool of their own blood dead. And yet nobody does anything about it. The mayor of Chicago blames guns or blames Trump or blames someone else on the outside instead of actually doing what needs to be done. And this is how I want to begin, because I think this is very important for, you know, wherever you may be, wherever you're listening, whatever town you're in, if this kind of destructive activity is seeping into your life, meaning, you know, you've got to take more precautions when you go to the supermarket or when you lock your doors at night. Did you get an alarm system? Did you buy a gun because you don't feel safe? This is unacceptable in the United States of America. We have the resources and the ability to shut down this crime. We can do it if we want to. The question is, why don't we want to? Why are we coddling prisoners? Why are we coddling criminals? Hardcore criminals. Violent criminals. The PC police and the social justice warriors have brainwashed a large chunk of the American population and have convinced them that somehow coddling hardcore criminals, using social justice methods, scaling back defunding police departments is the way to fight this. And that is insanity. You don't fight hardcore stone criminals by sending out a social worker. That doesn't work. The social worker ends up dead. What has to happen is you've got to have a heavy hand when it comes to hardcore criminals. And if you really want to stop crime in Chicago, take the funds, take the money that's being given to you by the federal government and spend it on more police officers, more resources for those police officers. And on Fridays and Saturdays when shootings skyrocket, park yourself in those neighborhoods and round up those people, those gang members, those bad actors, and throw them in jail and throw the key away. And that way you give people back their community. Can you imagine living in that neighborhood every day wondering when your kid goes off to school if they're going to get shot in the back or the head or get shot because they're in crossfire or shot because they're wearing the wrong colored sneakers? That is not how America is supposed to operate. You're not supposed to live in fear in this country. And the Democrat hierarchy, this mindset of coddling criminals and making sure that the social justice warriors have their voice at all times is fundamentally breaking the construct of what's right and what's wrong and law-abiding citizens and how we should act. It's crumbling the foundation of what makes us what we are. Because it's not okay to watch shootings on a regular basis or celebrate hardcore thugs and criminals. America has been brainwashed by the sociopathic, insane people on the left who are wagging their finger at me and you when we're demanding law and order. They're screaming racial injustices and calling us bigots for wanting the streets to actually be safe so your family members can walk down them. It's lunacy. And it's happening on way too many street corners in way too many communities around the country. And what has to happen from here moving forward, what's a must, is Republicans running for office in 2022 must demand law and order. It's got to be one of the things, one of the planks of the platform that Republicans run on. It's a must. Because you need to instill to the American public that you, as a community member, a person who lives in that area, that town, that city, you are more important than a gangbanger who's slinging heroin on the street corner and protecting their turf by killing anybody who comes on it. That is not acceptable. And you got to lay the law down depending upon where you're running. And whatever state that you're running in, whatever municipality that you're running in, law and order should be first and foremost. That should be a major plank in every single politician's platform moving forward. That's number one. Story two. Interestingly enough, we have been talking quite a bit about the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, I've gone on record and said that I didn't get it. I don't plan on getting it. I didn't get the flu shot. I never get the flu shot. And I get a lot of emails, ugly emails, and a lot of folks are, kind of going out of their way to paint me as some kind of an evil ogre. And I've got a responsibility having this platform that I need to tell everybody they've got to go out and get the shot. Okay, I get that, but I'm never going to do that. That's not my place. I don't believe it is. And I've never said not to get it. Right, I'm with Wayne on this. Wayne is pretty much in the same exact spot I'm in. I've never said don't go out and get the vaccine, not once. If you feel like it's in the best interest of you to get it, you should get it. It's that simple. But stories are beginning to pop everywhere. Almost 4,000 fully vaccinated people in Massachusetts have tested positive for COVID-19. 4,000 people. And by the way, that could be the tip of the iceberg because most experts are saying, okay, if you get the vaccine, even if you get, quote unquote, get the Wuhan flu, the symptoms are going to be mild at best. How many people have gotten the COVID vaccine and then gone on to get the flu, the Wuhan flu, coronavirus, and not even known it? So I don't know how you spin that. Maybe you say, when I say that, you say, well, that is even more proof why people should go out and get the vaccine. But I got to think to myself, if you're getting the coronavirus vaccine and that you're still getting the virus afterwards, then that seems like the vaccine isn't really doing its job. But I'm a novice at this. And also there are reports coming out that if you've had the Wuhan flu, you probably shouldn't get the vaccine unless you're a certain select class because people who have gotten the flu and then get the vaccine, some of them are having really bad reactions. So a lot of criticism has come Fauci's way in all of this. And Fauci actually has gone on the offensive, pushing back against some of these attacks.
The people who are giving the ad hominems are saying, ah, Fauci misled us. First he said no mask, then he said mask. Well, let me give you a flash. That's the way science works. You work with the data you have at the time. It is essential as a scientist that you evolve your opinion and your recommendations based on the data as it evolves. That is the nature of science. It is a self-correcting process. And that's the reason why I say people who then criticize me about that are actually criticizing science. It was not a change because I felt like flip-flopping. It was a change because the evidence changed. The data changed.
So that's Fauci. But here's where that whole rant slash diatribe is, to me, it's misleading, right? He's been working in this area for, what, 40, 50 years? And he knows about masks. He may not have known about the Wuhan flu, but he knew about masks. Now, you can question whether or not he knew about the Wuhan flu as well, and that's your prerogative. But he certainly knew how masks work, and he certainly knew that cloth masks offered little to no protection. So he can spin this any way that he wants, and he can get defensive any way that he wants. But in the long run, some of the things that he said to the American people were very, very misleading. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. The show is raw and unfiltered. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you. Go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest. This time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year: South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Loomis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fun, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Liberty Healthshare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. Liberty Healthshare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Learn more at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty Healthshare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You can choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They've paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $120,000? To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War, the Warrior, the Root's on fire, coming from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Energized Health. We love our Energized Health. Not just because there are literally hundreds of amazing testimonials at EnergizedHealth.com, which tells you how great this company is and how transparent this company is. I did the program and, listen, I'm on it for the rest of my life, but the first 88 days alone, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and gained 10 pounds of muscle and gained 7 pounds of hydration. It's an incredible, Exhibit A for this entire program is the Wayne Root response. Phone number is 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. Mention War and get 40% off or go to energizedhealth.com.
All right. Thank you, Wayne. Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Wayne Allyn Root will be here after the top of the hour. It is a Tuesday. That means me, Lee Elsie, gets this great opportunity to hang out with you guys across the entire country. I always think to myself, whenever I picture people listening to me, I always feel like I'm talking to someone driving down Route 66 in California or, you know, Wayne's flagship station. I always feel like I'm talking to somebody top down, convertible, Las Vegas Boulevard, the 115 degree heat beating down on their head with the radio blasting as we talk about conservative values and doing the right thing as opposed to doing the wrong thing. So saying all that as you're getting ready to hit the blackjack tables or something like that. But listen, Vegas is and always will be my favorite city in the country. I have had so much fun in Vegas. I lived there for well over a year and I actually got married in Vegas. So it holds a very near and dear place in my heart. So I talked about this earlier today on my morning show. There's an annual study that ranks the most patriotic states in America. I took a look at 13 different factors, including voting rates and veterans and veteran activities and how many people volunteer for AmeriCorps, or Peace Corps, things like that. And I don't know what state you're living in right now, but I guess the most patriotic states in no order are Montana, Alaska, Maryland, North Dakota, Wyoming, Minnesota, Oregon, Virginia, and New Hampshire, live free or die. The five least patriotic states are actually ranked from five down to one. The fifth is California, Michigan, followed by my home state of Connecticut, Florida is second, and New York ranked last again. As far as patriotism, no surprise. No surprise at all where Connecticut and New York are in that mix. California as well. So all liberal havens of humanity, apparently. But I guess no patriotism. So if you're living in one of those states, you need to do a better job representing the red, white, and blue. Hey, the Supreme Court ruled on something interesting. If you're a potential athlete, a student athlete and on their way to college, it looks like the NCAA has cleared the way for student athletes finally to get paid. Now, you may find this odd because I do agree that student athletes should be paid. Now, I'm probably in the super minority with that. I'm sure in particular most conservative folks would probably say, well, wait a second. They're students. They're athletes. But they're student athletes first. And they shouldn't get paid. I disagree with that 100%. And, you know, being a former scholarship athlete, a lot of these kids don't get the opportunity to maximize the time when they're actually at their peak and turn that into a financial windfall. Now, part of that is an education, and that should be factored in. But these people, they should be paid for what they do. They're bringing in some cases, tens of millions of dollars in any given season to a university, and they should get to reap some of the rewards of their athletic prowess. Only five U.S. presidents have ever had beards. Abe Lincoln, Ulysses S. Grant, Rutherford P. Hayes, James Garfield, and Benjamin Harrison. A little later on in the show, I'm going to talk trans athletes and the Olympics, but you may not realize this. This may be news to you. I don't even know how I feel about this, to be honest with you. I don't know if I have a huge problem with it, but I guess my problem with this is the age in which kids are being subjected to it. So Sesame Street, for some reason, feels the need to introduce their audience to a married gay couple. In a post on Facebook, one of the show's actors, who I guess co-directed the episode, writes, Sesame Street has always been welcoming, a welcoming place for diversity and inclusion. Love is love. We're so happy to add this special family to our Sesame Street family. Happy Pride to all. So there's going to be a married gay couple. I don't care what you do. I don't care if you're gay, straight, what, it doesn't matter to me. But is it too young to introduce kids of that age? And it's confusing. It's confusing. I don't know. Maybe I'm just old school. I just don't think kids of that age should be subjected to anything that is even remotely sexual. That's just me. Maybe it's just me. All right, listen, I got to take a break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden is planning to address violent crime in a speech, including the alarming rise in homicides. The White House saying there will be a focus on gun violence, and the president will likely make another plea for passage of a police reform bill in the Senate. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky is sounding the alarm over the rise of the Delta coronavirus variant. Walensky saying 20% of all new cases in the United States are from the variant that was first found in India, double the rate from 2 weeks ago. Walensky calling it the greatest threat to America's effort to get rid of the virus and reminding everyone,
we know our vaccines work against this variant. However, this variant represents a set of mutations that could lead to future mutations that evade our vaccine. And that's why it's more important than ever to get vaccinated now.
USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. All of our great friends over at the Heritage Foundation, and here is...
Hey, it's great to join you today.
You've written an op-ed, Fighting Back Against Cyber Attackers, and folks can read that up on heritage.com, or I'll post it up on the Facebook thread. People, businesses, seemingly helpless against this. How do we fight this ransomware or cyber bullying or cyber espionage?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this has been, you know, a debate that's kind of raging here in Washington, and it's, you know, these ransomware attacks aren't new, but I would say, you know, the uptrend and where they've, you know, gone in the last 2 to 3 years, you know, I think people are now really kind of waking up to it. I mean, the thing is, though, it's, you know, a lot of these, you know, ransomware attacks happen on everyday businesses that you and I know. You know, these include, you know, public school systems, hospitals. So, you know, one of the first things that, you know, is kind of being discussed here in D.C. is, you know, the equity of essentially, you know, the folks, you know, paying these ransoms versus, you know, not paying them. And so, you know, it puts them in a precarious position. But, you know, one of the things is, you know, try to cut off the, the feeding of the beast, you know. And so, you know, one of the, you know, areas that D.C. has been focused on is that. But, you know, I think the other thing, too, is, though, you have to give, you know, businesses and, you know, the government has to also help provide some options working, you know, with the private sector for those that do face a ransomware to either have some tools in their toolbox that can help them to possibly decrypt their own data and also, you know, working with, you know, businesses and organizations to make sure that they kind of prepare for these bad days because they're just naturally going to happen. You're never going to be able to stop, you know, a persistent actor from trying to get into your system. And so, you know, one of the things is just trying to kind of build redundancies to be able to get yourself back online.
So it seems to me that the one thing you could do in particular with the idea that we live in a world of digital currency and trillions of dollars of finances are traded every single day, why can't you just follow the money? They demand ransom. You pay them. Where does that money go? You go catch the crooks.
So generally what the uptrend on that has been cryptocurrency. And so, you know, one of the interesting things is actually, you know, cryptocurrency, you know, has generally been used because it's, you know, kind of a more easily, you know, fungible asset for you know, these attackers and criminals to move money around quickly and, you know, generally thought of as being more private in transaction than, you know, going through a bank or others who have very strong, you know your customer types of laws, or you know, again, like you mentioned, you know, trying to track in the money through the financial system. But generally, the whole idea of cryptocurrency is that it's blockchain technology, so it's actually quite trackable. The question is at times about how trying to seize those assets and really kind of who sometimes is behind the final endpoint for those assets. But in the case of the ransomware attack on the Colonial Pipeline, the FBI was able to actually watch those accounts, move those Bitcoin monies, eventually somewhere in Northern California, that stayed on shore. And, you know, it's been kind of, you know, everybody's been scratching their head here a little bit, but, you know, the FBI was able to use, you know, some kind of technology or some ability to seize, you know, a good chunk, you know, over about 60% of those funds back from them. So, you know, it gets into this debate that people are having right now is, you know, how do cryptocurrencies work, kind of what's the future of cryptocurrency, and then how does it kind of relate to, like you said, that tracking of the money and how can we combat, you know, back to those, you know, folks that are using it for ransomware or other criminal activity.
Well, since you mentioned it, we've been wrestling with cryptocurrency here on my show for the longest time, wrestling with it in a sense where nobody, at least on my end, understands exactly how the whole thing works and what it is. And it has absurd highs, absurd lows. It's a roller coaster ride.
Yeah, it is. And I can't say I'm a cryptocurrency expert. And, you know, when it comes to the pricing mechanisms, I mean, a lot of, you know, really, you know, what I would imagine right now is just some of it's pure speculation. But some of it, you know, like I said, you know, cryptocurrency is not going away. It's an innovative technology. It's an innovative, you know, world. Just recently there was a country that, you know, I think Argentina.
I think it was El Salvador.
El Salvador, you know, they're going to use such a cryptocurrency. And I think for a lot of folks, you know, just like generally anything with the government, it's slow and bureaucratic and has a hard time understanding, you know, the movement of new technologies. And so, you know, one of the things, you know, we always kind of talk about here at Heritage is, you know, make sure from a regulation standpoint, as we're looking at this going forward, that we don't kneecap, you know, new and innovative technologies that, you know, could have a lot of good future aspirations for good in the world. But at the same time, how do you tackle, like you said, rough around the edges, you know, of where this moves? And like I said, you know, when it comes to the actual market of it, you know, it is hard to know that, you know, that how's a Bitcoin worth, you know, $45,000, you know, one day. And like I said, you know, these massive swings. But I think it's just going to take a while for it to shake out until, you know, it becomes, you know, kind of more solidified and folks kind of have a good grasp of where it's going from a regulatory standpoint.
Dustin Carmack is our guest. We appreciate him giving us some time. He's a research fellow with the Heritage Foundation. I was reading earlier today the very first purchase of a Bitcoin, and we don't have to spend any more time on Bitcoin other than this, but the very first purchase of Bitcoin was, a pizza, and the guy gave him 10,000 Bitcoins for a pizza back in 2010, and apparently that pizza would be worth $360 million today. So,
oh, my goodness.
Pretty expensive pizza, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so is this whole idea, back to ransomware, is this whole idea going to get better or worse? Are the criminals always one step ahead?
I think it's likely to get worse before it gets better. I mean, I think, you know, the high profile nature of a few of these recent attacks, you know, with Colonial Pipeline and with JBS, you know, the meatpacking industry, just shows you that, you know, and this, you know, this has happened in other, you know, areas. Like I said, you know, it's generally happened to smaller targets because they, you know, a lot of these ransomware attackers, you know, learn about vulnerabilities of smaller systems. And they know generally how much to ask for. That's not too much. They know that, you know, sometimes they know a CEO has, you know, a certain threshold of money that he can approve unilaterally without going to the board. And so, you know, a lot of these, you know, in terms of high profile nature, you know, like I said, you know, $5 million for Colonial Pipeline isn't that much money. I mean, in terms of, like, you're talking about a multi-million dollar organization. And so for a lot of these folks, the general first, you know, worldview is, let me pay it. Let me just try to get back online. And, you know, and they use the churn structure. But like I said, it's just unsustainable because when you see, you know, attacks that happen, for example, you know, the Ireland healthcare system essentially got decimated by a ransomware attack. I mean, and so these have real world impacts, you know, when talk about, you know, dollars and cents, it has real world impact in terms of, you know, the movement of energy. And so what people get worried about and what I get worried about is the national security element of this, and that's an economic security. It's national security as it relates to our grid. And so, you know, I think it's going to be a multi-pronged approach. I think, you know, we also need to really look at what the government can do or possibly in terms of even hiring out the possibility of using some offensive measures back towards these actors. You know, I think the FBI is trying to do their best to kind of wrap their heads around either the use of techniques, like I said, to like you mentioned, to inhibit, you know, for that money trail. And, you know, that's kind of an ongoing exercise. And so, you know, there's no silver bullet. And like I said, and some of this even boils down to generally, I think I made the point in the piece, you know, there's just general verbiage about cyber hygiene, but I mean, it's going to take, you know, CEOs and companies and public utilities and schools to really take a strong top-down, you know, approach in terms of how they handle their IT infrastructure, how they're training their employees to not do dumb things that could put themselves in these positions. And they also need to prepare for essentially a wargaming exercise if it does and when it does happen, that you have an ability to possibly, you know, boot your systems back up from backups. So you don't, or you're not in a situation where, you know, you lose everything or you have to pay a ransom.
Right. I mean, how concerned should an average everyday citizen be that someone, some high level hacker is going to infiltrate their personal computer at home?
It's totally possible. I mean, yeah. It's, you know, these malware, I mean, I believe, you know, even the FBI is talking about, you know, they're tracking, you know, over 100 different, you know, versions of ransomware or malware. And like I said, you know, even in the case of Colonial, it was a group called DarkSide who essentially helps create these tools and then essentially sells them out to bidders, to go use them. And so they're relatively low cost, high reward, in the kind of the current landscape. And so it's not out of the cards that you see, you know, smaller actors, individuals, you know, be targeted with this, you know, in the future. So, you know, usually, generally, like I said, in the cyber world, I mean, most cyber crime is still generally, you know, things like spear phishing, you know, somebody clicking on a bad link or an attachment. And so, you know, getting into the systems those ways. But like I said, you know, I think that's why the government now is, you know, there's this new executive order really trying to kind of solidify both in the government. I think for a lot of business contractors that do business with the government, trying to push the private sector into this, but, you know, doing, you know, multi-factor authentication, essentially zero trust in terms of your software development, you know, from, you know, supply chain, worldviews. And so it's a tough challenge.
Right. Well, listen, this is interesting stuff. I got to run. I just saw the clock on the wall. It's time for me to go. But where can folks follow you and find out more about you?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter just at Dustin Carmack. But please feel free to visit www.heritage.org, and we have a lot more research that we'll be doing in the days and months ahead.
All right, my friend. Thank you very much. We got to run. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
An amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energized Health, and I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect, worse than death, erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. energizehealth.com.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Make no mistake, inflation is here. Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas price up 60% year to date, and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked. Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi,
I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root here on USA Radio Network. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered is the show. By the way, sponsor of this segment of the show is ASI International, as in Asset Strategies International. Never in history has your wealth been in such peril. And the solution is very simple. It's called the Golden Rule. He with the Golden Rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. And you know what? That's great news. You know the wisdom. Buy low and sell high. Gold will not be down for long. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Much more on the way. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. If you call ASI today, Asset Strategies International, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, and tell them Warren sent you, or go to assetstrategies.com.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, the show Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne will be here right after the top of the hour. Two stories centering around the Olympics are aggravating me to no end. Story one, U.S. trans athlete, quote unquote, my goal is to win the Olympics so I can burn a U.S. flag on the podium. A transgender BMX freestyle rider and U.S. Olympic team alternate. Told folks the other day that if he were to win an Olympic medal, he would burn the flag on the podium. The person's name is Chelsea Wolf. Now, I think it's a male, biological male transitioning into a female, but he wants to burn the flag on the podium as a protest against the way Trump and the administration under Trump treated trans athletes and trans people in general. That's trans story number one. Trans story number two. We can finally call it official. For the first time ever, a transgender athlete has qualified for the Olympics. New Zealand weightlifter Laurel Hubbard was selected for the national team on Monday and will be competing in the super heavyweight category in the sport. Born a biological male, Gavin has been breaking records ever since transitioning. Of course, it's a man. It's a biological man. And men can biologically, naturally lift more weights than women. It is so
unbelievably idiotic that this person is going to be allowed to compete in the Olympics. We have now crossed the line into insanity. Guys, gals, trans people who are listening, this is not a knock on transgender individuals. God, it's just not. I don't really care what you do. I hope you're happy. I hope you live a long, fruitful, wonderful life if you're a transitioning male into female or female into a male. Nobody wants to hold you back. But when we're talking about sports and athletics, if you are born a male, okay, if you're born a male, you are just going to be stronger than the females that you're competing against. And this person is going to shatter all of the female heavyweight powerlifting records. It's just going to happen. And I'm not the only one that thinks like this. Belgian weightlifter Anna van Belgen told an Olympics News website, the situation is unfair and it's like a bad joke. So there you go. The two trans athletes that are dominating the news today, one a biological male who will be able to probably lift, I don't know, twice as much as the females who are going against him. By the way, forgotten in all of this are those wonderful, magnificent athletes, female athletes, that have worked their entire life for these Olympic Games. They have given up so much in doing so, and they're going to be pushed to the side because there's a man who is, quote-unquote, transitioning into a woman who is stronger in every way and will obliterate the competition in this event. And I hate to say it, but I'm 55 years old, and I'm pretty sure that if you put me on a softball team tomorrow, I would dominate. I know I'm going to get letters saying you're crazy. I'll take the bet. I'm pretty sure I could do it. And the other trans story, you got some BMX biker transitioning from male to female who wants to burn the American flag on the podium if they were to win a gold because they're not happy about the way Trump treated trans during his presidency. Talk about patriotism. How great is that? How wonderful an image would that be, right? A BMX transitioning trans athlete burning the American flag on the podium. Long gone, for sure, it seems like other days where Michael Jordan is draped with the American flag around his shoulder. Same goes for our great athletes who won the Olympic gold in hockey back in 1980. I don't feel it's the same. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm looking at it from a jaded perspective. But when you see things like this, it's hard to ignore it. Right? It's hard to ignore it. And the insanity to me of allowing biological males to compete against females, biological females, is, it's borderline insanity. And although this sport won't dictate it, I'm talking about weightlifting won't dictate it because nobody's going to get hurt because they're going up against the man. Eventually, in a sport like lacrosse or basketball, you're going to find transitioning men into women supposedly are going to go up and actually either go on the field or go on the court with other female athletes, and someone eventually is going to get hurt, and we'll see what ends up happening at that point. It's just, it makes no sense. Again, it's another instance of a lack of common sense in a insane world that we live in right now. All right, listen, I got to go. Music is playing. I can't thank you all enough. Once again, Wayne Allen Root is next. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Two.